The instant before they detonated, Revan reached out with the Force and hurled the heavy stone lid of the sarcophagus toward the grenades. It acted as a shield, absorbing the worst of the blast, before exploding into pebbles of dust. The explosion was deafening, though. The concussive force strong enough to knock both Candorous and Revan off their feet. As Revan struggled to stand up, the only sound he could hear was a high-pitched ringing in his ears. Vela and her team seized the advantage and charged into the room, blaster pistols blazing. All three aimed at Revan, who just barely rolled clear in time. From the corner of his eye, he saw Candorous lying on his stomach, arms stretched out in front of him to brace his pistol on the floor as he took careful aim. An instant later, Vela went down from a clean kill shot. Their attention drawn for just an instant by the body of their leader tumbling to the floor, the two remaining Mandalorians faltered. Revan used that moment to unleash a sidearm throw of his lightsaber. The blade went spinning out in a wide, arcing path that ended both their lives before they could move. Revan adeptly caught his lightsaber by its hilt as it returned to his hand, then slowly stood up straight, his ears still ringing. Nearby, Candorous still lay on the floor, frozen in the same position he had been in moments earlier. Slowly, Revan approached him, trying to see if he was injured. The big man didn't move until Revan reached down and placed a hand on his shoulder. Then Candorous snapped his head around in surprise. He mouthed something, but Revan couldn't hear what he was saying, so he only shrugged in response. Candorous pushed himself up off his stomach and onto his feet, leaving his pistol on the ground. He walked over to where Vela lay face down on the floor and rolled her over. Her eyes were wide, gazing unseeing up at the ceiling. Tenderly, he closed the lids, then folded her hands over her chest. Then he stood up straight and turned away, staring off into an empty corner of the chamber. After a few minutes, Revan went over to stand beside him. "I'm sorry." His voice sounded strange to him. His hearing was still distorted by the grenade, and wasn't sure if Candorous had heard him. "I'm sorry," he repeated, this time more loudly. Candorous turned his head to look at him.
"Me too,"
he answered, before turning to stare back at the wall, his words hollow and flat.
"Me too."